This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. The Pentagon released new photographs it says are more proof that Iran attacked two foreign oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman last week. The pictures show what the U.S. says are Iranian Revolutionary Guard forces taking an unexploded mine off the side of a Japanese-owned tanker. Another shot shows where the mine had been attached. Acting U.S. Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan has announced the deployment of about 1,000 more troops to the Middle East for what he said were defensive purposes.
When you look at the situation, a Norwegian ship, Japanese ship, Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, UAE, 15% of the world's oil flows through the Strait of Hormuz. So we obviously need to make contingency plans should the situation deteriorate, but we also need to broaden our support for this international situation.
Iran has not reacted so far to the new pictures, but has denied involvement in the tanker attacks, calling the claims ridiculous. An official North Korean document obtained by Voice of America suggests leader Kim Jong-un does not intend to give up his regime's nuclear weapons, rather plans to be accepted as a global nuclear strategic state. That's a position that appears to contradict the Trump administration's certainty that North Korea will denuclearize. You can read more on this document at voanews.com. The political party of Egypt's former president Mohamed Morsi is calling for an international investigation into the circumstances surrounding his sudden death. Morsi collapsed and died of a reported heart attack Monday while he was speaking at his espionage trial in Cairo. He was the country's first democratically elected head of state who was later ousted. This is VOA News. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam said on Tuesday she has heard the people loud and clear, apologizing for the political crisis and unrest sparked by a proposed law that would allow extraditions to mainland China.
The concerns over the past few months have been caused by deficiencies in the work of the SAR government over the amendment exercise. I personally have to shoulder much of the responsibility.
About 2 million people spilled onto the streets of Hong Kong Sunday, demanding Lam scrap the bill entirely and step down. Beijing-backed Lam reiterated there was no timetable to resume the extradition bill and that it would not be resumed if the government could not resolve divisions. Chinese officials said Tuesday the death toll from two strong earthquakes in the country's southwestern Sichuan province had risen to at least 12 people. The earthquakes hit late Monday and left another 125 others injured. Authorities in China said the quakes were centered near the city of Changning in a largely rural area of Sichuan province. The U.S. Geological Survey said the first quake of 5.9 magnitude was followed shortly afterwards by a 5.2 quake in the same area. The Trump administration will hold a Mideast peace workshop next week without some key representatives. Here's more from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The Israeli-Palestinian peace conference will have neither Israelis nor Palestinians. A White House official says no Israelis were invited because it's focused on the administration's economic vision for the Palestinians and not on political issues. The Palestinians, though, are rejecting the peace plan out of hand, saying the Trump administration is biased toward Israel. They're urging Arab nations to also boycott. The White House has said Jordan, Egypt, and Morocco will attend the meeting in Bahrain. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Donald Trump's re-election campaign will kick off with a rally in downtown Orlando, Florida, on Tuesday night. With its 29 electoral votes, Florida is the biggest swing state in the nation, and winning it is key. Mexican authorities are boosting enforcement efforts along routes used by many migrants heading north to the U.S. We have more on this story on voanews.com. The European Union called on its members to accelerate efforts to meet 2030 climate goals after a review showed them on track to meet the overall emissions reduction goal, but falling short of other specific targets. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.